Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back into our studio Catherine Gagnon. She is the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, among many other things. Welcome back, Catherine.
Hi there, Mike. How are you?
Great. It's nice to have you back in this holiday season, and I'm sure you're very much in the holiday spirit right now. You've been having some preparation and actually had a concert already with the orchestra.
Absolutely. We had a terrifically successful performance this afternoon at St. Kevin's Church in Warwick, and it was the first concert of WSO's holiday season, and we look forward to two others coming up in the next week.
And that's going to be one on Thursday night, I believe, on the 17th, right?
Right. We're at the 17th, Thursday evening at 7:30 at the Sal Mancini Center up in North Providence. That will be a purely orchestral performance. And then on Saturday the 19th, we will be traveling down to Narragansett, where we will be joined by three choruses from St. Peter's by the Sea, St. Mark's Church in Warwick, as well as the Church of the Ascension in South Kingstown.
Wow, that's going to be at 7:30. On Saturday night, the 19th.
Yes.
So a busy week for you.
Very busy week.
Now, amongst your other duties, besides being the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, you do a couple other things.
I do a few other things, yeah. I work in seven different local Catholic schools, and I teach music K through 8, instrumental music, and I run a small B&B in Kingston Village, and I do a little bit of teaching also at the Community College of Rhode Island.
Wow. All right. Well, so this time of year, you probably start your Christmas shopping in July, right?
not quite July, but October. October was a good month.
Okay, good. Got it all out of the way. Well, the performances that we're going to have coming up are going to have some music that we're going to play this evening. And then some other favorites of yours.
Absolutely, because everyone has to love Christmas music.
All right, and that will be the feature of tonight's program. So what are we going to start off with?
Well, we're going to begin this evening with a piece of music that you will hear on each of the performance upcoming. It is the Leroy Anderson, A Christmas Festival, and it is one of the most beloved medleys of Christmas tunes out there.
All right. Now, this is not your group performing this, right?
Unfortunately, no. We don't have any recorded material from the WSO, but this is, of course, the very famous Boston Pops.
The Boston Pops, all right. And if you want to hear the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, you just have to buy a ticket and go, and we'll tell you how to do that after we listen to this.
Thank you.
very famous Boston Pops, and that was under the direction of Arthur Fiedler. That's a few years old.
Just a few.
Yeah, since then we've had, of course, currently Keith Lockhart, and before that, the very famous John Williams. Now, to the very famous Catherine Gagnon and the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, if people would like to get tickets to the performance, how can they do that?
Tickets are always available at the door for our performances. The general admission is $10. Children under 12 are always free. For the performance on the 17th, additionally, you can purchase tickets through our website, www.wsori.org, and tickets are purchased through Brown Paper Tickets from our website. And for the concert on the 19th, we are close to sold out for St. Peter's by the Sea, but we do anticipate approximately 50 tickets will be available at the door that evening.
All right. Well, don't get locked out. Make sure you get your tickets. Get there early. Get there early and get your tickets. What do we have next on our music list?
Well, next I decided to bring in a recording of the Canadian Brass. As a child, I did had the opportunity to play a lot of brass quintet music with friends of mine in high school and college. And so I selected a piece for the orchestra that is an orchestrated version of these pieces. But we're going to listen to the originals today. With the Canadian Brass, we will listen first to Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Catherine, I'm sure we're going to get a few favorites of everyone's in on tonight's program. This next one is a little lesser known, but I always like this one. Tell
Absolutely.
Us about it.
Absolutely. It's a really, really beautiful traditional tune that I believe is taken from Native peoples, whether it's Native Americans or Native Canadians. I'm not absolutely sure, but it is known as the Huron Carol.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Catherine Gagnon, Warwick Symphony Orchestra Music Director, and we've been talking about program coming up on Thursday and Sunday. And Catherine, the group that you direct, not only is the orchestra, but you have different combinations, right?
Right. So on the 17th, up at in North Providence at the Sal Mancini Center, it will be a 100% orchestral program, just the orchestra playing. But on Saturday the 19th, we actually will be joined by three choruses, a combination of St. Peter's by the Sea Narragansett, St. Mark's Warwick, and also the Church of the Ascension in South Kingstown. And the choruses are going to be just absolutely terrific, performing some pieces by themselves and others with the orchestra. The choruses are actually part of the Royal School of Church Music program, something called the New Song Project. And it is a program where they are training people to read and perform high-level sacred music starting in childhood. So the chorus will actually be approximately a quarter children and three-quarters adults.
When you say children, what kind of ages are we talking about?
I believe they're pretty young. You know, really? I think 9, 10, 11 was my impression. I will get to meet them for the first time on Saturday.
Wow. First time meeting and then the performance.
Absolutely. We rehearse that afternoon and we do it at night.
That's great. All right. Let's get back to the music and the popular Christmas music we're playing this evening. This one is very familiar to lots of people.
Absolutely. And while I dedicate most of my life now to orchestral music, I am a brass player at heart. So I brought to you Christmas with the London Brass and O Come All Ye Faithful.
For people that aren't familiar with the Warwick Symphony Orchestra. You have probably, what, 50 or so members?
We generally have approximately 55 members, 55. Sometimes as many as 60. And we are available as a performance option to individuals who studied music as children throughout high school, some into college. In other circumstances, we have adults who began as adults, as beginners, but probably have between 5 and 10 years of experience before joining our forces.
So that's kind of the qualification, if you will.
More or less. We also do have some student musicians who have joined us in the past several years. So we do have some younger folks as well.
All right. Let's get another piece of music in before we take our next break. This one's a little lengthy, so I want to get it in.
What
do you have?
Well, I brought for you The Skater's Waltz, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. And this is a piece of music by the French composer Émile Watteauffel.
We'll listen to that, then be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Catherine Gagnon, the music director of the Warwick Symphony Orchestra, and they'll be in performance this coming week. I already had one this afternoon and another performance coming up on Thursday evening at the Mancini Center in North Providence. That'll be at 7:30 on Thursday evening. And then St. Peter's by the Sea Church in Narragansett on Saturday, the 19th, this coming Saturday. That one also at 7:30. And then throughout the season, you do other things. You have some spring concerts coming up, right?
Absolutely. We have a spring season that we will begin preparing in February. We will rehearse February, March, April, and into May. And we will have three performances. And those will begin on May 19th in Warwick at the Pilgrim Senior Center, followed by Sunday, the 22nd of May. That will be over at the Goddard State Park Carousel. And then we will be returning again this year for an encore performance at Gatsby Days, and that will be on Fireworks Night, which I believe is Saturday, June 4th.
What a deal. Quite a busy season. A lot of rehearsal to do there, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get back to the holiday music. This is called Somewhere, probably not Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
No, it's Somewhere in My Memory. It's actually a more contemporary piece that has become one of the most performed and beloved of all the holiday music. It comes from the film Home Alone, and that happens to be one of my favorites from when I was a kid.
Orchestra music to one of the all-time greatest vocalists ever, probably, in a lot of people's opinion, Nat King Cole. Tell us what you have for him.
Absolutely. So I brought you a recording of Nat King Cole performing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And this is something I listened to a lot on records back when I was a kid.
Wow. Back when you were a
kid. Back when I was a kid.
Almost a year or two ago.
Absolutely.
Why don't we go from also right after that, we'll go right into the Christmas song.
And mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hail God
glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth. Born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
an iconic Christmas song, The Christmas Song. There you go. Written by Mel Torme and performed greatly by Nat King Cole. And Catherine has been here talking about performances coming up. Why don't we just review one more time the date and time and place?
Sure thing. So on Thursday the 17th, the Warwick Symphony will be at the Sal Mancini Center on Atlantic Boulevard in North Providence. That performance is, again, 7:30 at night. And then we will be down in Narragansett on Saturday the 19th, again, a 7:30 performance. That evening, the WSO will be featuring three choruses, the combined choruses of St. Peter's by the Sea in Narragansett, St. Mark's in Warwick, and Church of the Ascension in South Kingstown.
And if you'd like information, there's a lot of information on their website, which is WSORI.org, and tickets will be available at the door. And I'd suggest you get there early. You don't want to be closed out. And you also have some sponsors that have helped you with this program. Let's mention those.
Yes, we have wonderfully generous sponsors and advertisers that help the Warwick Symphony fund all of our activities. And for this upcoming series, we have sponsorships from Bank RI, Beekman Violin, the URI Music Department, the CCRI Performing Arts Department, and Crow's Nest Gift Shop.
Okay, well, we thank all of those people for helping out. And it takes a village, as they say.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for coming in tonight. And I know you've had a very busy season, but we wanted to get the message out to everybody to try to catch the Warwick Symphony Orchestra in their last two performances for the holiday season. And then next year, big year coming up. We'll have to have you back at the beginning of the year to talk about what number?
Our 50th anniversary.
50th anniversary. And, of course, you've been there for almost... a very small portion of
about
it.
About five.
But at any rate, it's great to have you here. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Mike. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. And let's go out with one last tune.
This will be Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson.
Okay. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.